This is HPR episode 2068 entitled, Podcasts I Listen To, and How I Fetch Them, and is part of the series, Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Christopher M. Hobbs and is about 9 minutes long. The summary is, as I drive to work, I rattle off a short list of podcasts that I listen to, and how I fetch them.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
HPR, good morning. Hopefully this is gonna actually record. I've been kind of clever and hooked up my Rockbox to part of the visor on my car here. And I thought on my way to work, just dropped off my kiddo, I would talk about some of the podcasts I listen to since there's been a couple of these episodes coming along. And I don't have a script. I'm just going to mention the ones I remember off the top of my head, because my thought process here is that if I can remember them off the top of my head, they must have been good. So, start first naturally with HPR. I've been listening for, since maybe 2012. And I wish I was around in the beginnings of it, because there are quite a lot of good episodes in the past. And once in a while, I go back and grab some of those. Next, I listen to Off the Wall and Off the Hook, which are 2600 podcasts related to 2600, the Hacker Quarterly. Off the Wall tends to be just Emmanuel Goldstein ranting about politics, and I don't listen to it near as often as I listen to Off the Hook. And Off the Hook is just a technology-related radio show. I guess they're technically radio shows and not podcasts, but they release them regularly online. And then probably one of my favorites is the KPFA Puzzling Evidence show. It is a whole lot of different old movie clips and stuff like that edited together just to sound weird with a little bit of a subgenius flair to it. And I guess that's a good segue to talk about the Subgenius Hour of Slack. It's another one that I listen to pretty regularly. Another little bit of a weird one, but I like a lot of the Subgenius art and the music and the conversation and the pseudo-religious overtones. I do listen to, I can't remember the name of it. I'll put it in the show notes. It's The Daily Arbiter or The Daily Arbitration. It's also called Our Battletech. It's a relatively long-running Battletech podcast. I played Battletech as a kid, and once in a while I still play it. I don't have quite the array of miniatures that I used to have for it. None of them are painted up. But sure like to play Battletech when I get the chance, and it's fun to keep on top of some of the developments. That's almost it. I really don't listen to a whole lot of them. Oh, I do listen to The Ex-Worker from CrimeThink. It's an anarchist podcast. And that also brings up Open Source with Christopher, I think his last name is Leiden. That one is sort of a political one with an unfortunate name. I don't think it should be called Open Source, but don't let the name fool you. It's a good podcast. Once in a blue moon, I'll listen to The Moth Podcast or Love and Radio or The Memory Palace, but all three of those feel kind of overproduced. I like a lot of the more DIY or amateur type podcasts. I'm sure I'm forgetting a few of them, but those are the ones that I listen to the most. Oh, naturally, I can't forget the Duffercast. Some of you HPR listeners and hosts are also on the Duffercast. I enjoy listening to those folks rant and rave. So, I think that's the bulk of the podcasts I listen to that I can think of off the top of my head. The podcatcher I use most of the time is G-Podder, but I've found that lately G-Podder has been really slow on my machine, and I don't know if it's maybe G-Podder's database or if I just don't have the resources. I use a little netbook that I've modified with a solid-state SSD to try and get some, I guess what amounts to slow RAM by increasing a bunch of swap space. But at any rate, G-Podder has just been painfully slow, so I recently evaluated PodRacer and PodGet. I found that PodRacer, while much more simple to configure, it didn't have as many options as PodGet. So I uninstalled it, and I'm using PodGet. I'll try and post my PodGet RC here. I've got it set to run every night at like 2 or 3 in the morning right after my backups run. And I've had a couple of problems with it. It doesn't seem to recognize the maximum download limit for new episodes, but I think it was just a configuration error on my part. The other concern I'm going to have with it is I don't have any way to mark episodes as having been played, so I've got a lot of stuff just sitting around on my disk. I need to figure out how it determines the age of a podcast, because if it's doing it by file name, it does add the date to the file name. But if it's doing it by file name, I'm afraid if I delete some of the files that it'll try to re-download them. My initial thought was I could just use rsync to copy everything to my Sansa ClipZip here, my little Rockbox device, and then delete them. But yeah, I need to see how it knows when something is old. But so far it's not been bad. The initial download took a long time because I had a lot of podcasts to load into it. But once that's happened, I've found that the nightly runs really don't take that long. And it's got nice logging functionality. I really enjoy being able to read through everything that it's done. Yeah, it's been pretty good. It's a little different workflow than using G-Podder. With G-Podder, I would only fetch my podcasts when I needed them. Usually I listen to podcasts while I'm mowing the lawn or washing the dishes, because I have trouble listening to people talking while I'm working. I can't really listen to them while I'm driving about, because 9 times out of 10 I'm taking my son to school, or I have him in the vehicle with me for some reason or another. It's gone from that sort of workflow where I'm going to go do some chores, so I download all the podcasts and then load them on my Rockbox and listen to them as I do the chores, to now it just updates every night, and when I'm ready to go do something, I just rsync them to my device. So we'll see how it pans out. I'm pretty excited about using it, especially since it's not as resource intensive. One feature I wish it did have is downloading in parallel, like G-Podder has, and I wonder if I could run multiple instances of it. It does use a session lock, but I don't know if that would let me do things in parallel or not. So it says it's optimized for cron, and that it is. I mean, it's really designed to run overnight, grab one thing at a time when network usage is not high, and then you sync up your podcasts later when you feel like it. So at any rate, those are the podcasts I listen to, and that's how I'm fetching my podcasts. And I've now made it to the office. I know this is a very short episode, but it's a contribution, and if anybody out there is listening has ever wanted to make a podcast, it's pretty simple, and HPR lowers the barrier of entry, and I'd encourage you to just pick a subject and start talking about it. We could use the episodes. Alright guys, we'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.